This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, John Mayer with A New Light. I'm Sharad Kutin with me, Melissa Idris and Joyce Goh. And the morning run continues. It's just 40 minutes after 6 in the morning and it's the 3rd of July. Now, yesterday we spoke about the case of a 41-year-old Malaysian man who allegedly married an 11-year-old Thai girl. In the latest update, Deputy Prime Minister Datin Sri Dr. Wan Aziza Wan Ismail says that the man is being investigated for sexual grooming, which is an offence under the Sexual Offences Against Children Act 2017. Wan Aziza, who's also Women, Family and Community Development Minister, said the government views the couple as not married.
Yeah, okay. So this is going to be... So right now, I don't know what to say about this. Really, the government is, I guess, under the assumption that they're not married right now because there's no evidence presented as yet, right? But the idea of having them look at this, I mean, a lot has been said on social media about this. Calls for Dato' Sri Dr. Wan Aziza to do something, the Deputy Prime Minister to do something. I mean, Hannah Yeo has weighed in. She's the Deputy Minister for the Women, Family and Community Development. And you know what? There's been so many conferences and people coming out to say it's time to just move away from rhetoric and actually do something about it.
There are already laws in place. One is that for Muslim families where they have a daughter who's under the age of 16 or under the age of consent, they parents have to be to give consent, one. And two, there needs to be consent from some authority. I think it's either the Mantri Basar or somebody heads the religious department. At any rate, there are two levels of consent. And now in this instance, the man failed to tick one of those boxes, which is he did get the parents' consent. He didn't get the consent of the authorities.
Yeah, but looking at consent, I mean, you have to look at the situation as well. I think we spoke about this yesterday, about looking at the age, what is an appropriate age to, the minimum age to marry. I think Dr. Wan Aziza is looking to raise that. I think that it's a good idea, definitely a very good
idea.
Right,
so there's legislative reform that comes after that. You can't, for instance, if you now raise the bar through, you know, an act of parliament or whatever it is, you can't then charge the man retroactively.
Yeah. But coming back to consent, Sharad, in this case, right, the child's mom is a worker in a restaurant owned by the man's first wife, and he had promised to look after the family financially. The child had only gone to nursery school. She's 11. She's not schooling. I mean, it's just these kind of circumstances. Does she even know her rights? And when you're 11, and her parents as well. I mean, not sure what is the motivation for them to consent this. Well, but it's just the situation of it.
They're rubber tappers. So yeah, this 41-year-old man buys the rubber from the parents. So essentially, the parents are indebted, obligated, or dependent on this man for their rice bowl, literally. So, this case, what's fascinated me is how much this case has grabbed our attentions and really resonated, because it's really not just, you know, we hear all these stories about child marriages and after 5 minutes our memory goes somewhere else, right? Attention goes somewhere else. But this case, over the weekend, I've really felt it resonate with people in my social circle.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of outrage, right? So, and we've had other stories in the past which elicited some outrage. The issue really is how widespread child marriages is. I believe it's perhaps more than we should have at this stage. But there's also a function of people in rural parts of the country and those societies with very different expectations over children and parents and rights. And, you know, we are aghast that that child who should be actually at school and, you know, and being allowed to develop as an individual is now going to be pushed into this marriage. Though it must be said that she doesn't go to live with him until she's 16.
But still, I mean, she's betrothed or whatever however they want to call it. She's legally married to him. I mean, with the assumption that the government may not view the couple as being married because there's no evidence. But, you know, what's being said, if it is in fact true, then she is legally married to him. On social media, it was trending not married at 11, right? So people were weighing in of what they were doing at 11. And it made me think about what I was doing at 11. I was not married at 11. I was happily being a child at 11, daydreaming and still playing with you know, toys and reading Enid Blyton books for
you know, Emily like, Jane.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and New Kids on the Block. I remember when I was 11 or so. Like
that was the extent of my crush, for instance, right? So what was it? New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, I mean, it's just different. You're middle class. You're from a city. The expectations are different. I mean, so, you know, and this is no excuse, but it is the context in which this, you know, this happened. And I think that has to appreciate, because I think people can get onto their high horse and start blaming the parents and, you know, and so on. Maybe they are to blame, but we have to recognize very different social and economic contexts from which this happened.
Well, okay, so to kind of get an understanding about child grooming, right? Reports have quoted that this 11-year-old has insisted she's in love with this man, but this can be viewed as a consequence of grooming. So the Sexual Offences Act Against Children addresses grooming, but it doesn't give attention to child marriage. What we did was we spoke to Sharmila Sekaran, chairperson of Voice for the Children, and asked why the act doesn't address child marriage.
Well, you know, when SOAC, the Sexual Offences Against the Child Act, was being drafted and going through Parliament, it was something very much that was raised. I think if one was to look at Hansard, YB Tony Ching raised it as an issue. However, it was said that the amendments should be made in the laws which permit marriage rather than in this act, which is one of the issues when acts are enacted without the relevant amendments across the board. But regardless, I don't think that we should be thinking that grooming has not happened. Because very, very clearly, what does an 11-year-old know about love? They know about love of a pet or of family, but what do they know of the kind of love that is required for a marriage and the consequences of getting married? So what is she giving consent to? At the age of 11, and given the fact that she has not received any kind of education, given the fact that her parents apparently are illiterate, as a entire family, what is the depth of their knowledge and understanding of what they're committing to? And this is a classic case of an entire family having been groomed. They are being groomed by someone who is, in a sense, a leader within a community, or someone who is, in a sense, and kind of like an employer or a headman for them, from what we understand. And very often we see and we know that grooming can happen with just the child, but it can also happen with a family such as this, who are, in a sense, the more underprivileged or look up to someone. And very often it happens to vulnerable people. And these people are very, very obviously vulnerable, given the background that we are aware of, the poverty that they are operating under or living under.
That was Sharmila Sekaran from, our chairperson rather, of Voice for Children. You know, part of this debate, it does go back to a question of values, I believe. And somebody who got caught up in it was Suha Kam Commissioner Nick Salida, who she made some comments on Facebook. It was reported as her justifying it, despite the fact that Suha Kam has already made a statement condemning this particular instance of child marriage. She later on had to clarify that she was misinterpreted.
Yeah, so I guess the kind of next call to action would be, if you feel strongly about this, lobby to your representatives to raise the minimum age of child marriages.
Or tweet us at BFM Radio, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.